On WTSQ 88.1 FM, that's Mr. Tobin Sprout with Supersonic Chairman, and Trash Kit was in there with Medicine 1235 here on WTSQ in beautiful Charleston in the great state of West Virginia. Before I go on my rant, Beth, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We're talking to guys, and it's very rare when we talk to legit rock and roll royalty here on WTSQ. I mean, we do have the great privilege to speak to Mountain Stage's Larry Gross often enough, and he, Larry, without a doubt, is rock and roll royalty. But on the phone with us...
Oh, thank you so much, Josh.
No. I am not done. I am not done, Beth. On the phone with us is a lady whose dad... First of all, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominated. Your dad, Beth, was placed by Rolling Stone magazine at number 45 of the top 100 guitarists of all time. Beth, your dad also is an influence on people like Neil Young. Pete Townsend of The Who said, if it hadn't been for your dad, Beth, and his song Rumble, that he never would have picked up a guitar. Jimmy Page from Zeppelin goes on about your dad. Guys that I grew up with, Adam and the Ants, Marky Smith from The Fall, all talk about my friend Beth's dad. And Iggy Pop, Beth, was on Stephen Colbert's show once and said that when he heard, the moment he heard your dad's song Rumble, he heard it at the student union of whatever school he was in, Beth, and Iggy said that he left school emotionally and knew that he wanted to go on to a career in music. Beth, who is your dad? Who am I talking about here?
Well, as far as a father, he was a great father to me. He loved creating his own music, his own style. After I was born in Port Trust, Virginia. We moved to Washington, D.C. And a lot of people don't know, but Dad lost a lung in the Korean War.
Right.
He caught TB. And to listen to him sing and hit them high notes, it's just amazing. I mean, and the guitar, the creation of the sound. And he invented the power chord. Dad just did his, created his own music and wouldn't let nobody tell him how to play his music.
Now, Beth, your dad, Link Ray, after he lost his lung when he served in the Army, they told him, they pretty much said, you're not going to sing.
Right. They told him he'd never be able to pick up a guitar or sing ever again. God had other plans for him.
And without using any swear words, what do you think your dad said when they told him he would never pick up a guitar?
Daddy proved him wrong.
Yes.
The determination and God's will, and like he says, his Lord Jesus is the one that rumbled right into his brain, right to his hands. And he created Rumble, and it was the only instrumental that was banned from the radio.
Yeah.
And Rumble is going stronger today, 60 years. Denise Mercedes, the only female guitarist that ever shared stage with Dad, put up an anniversary. We celebrated the 60th anniversary of Rumble in New York City, March the 31st. And I love her to death. With Rock and Roll Family. And she's the one that got us in touch, and I thank her so much for all the support and everybody and all his fans and everybody that is helping me get Dad into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And, of course, Denise is the guitar player from the band The Stimulators that she was in with her nephew Harley Flanagan.
Yes, that's the same one.
Okay,
yes.
And Beth, Rumble, your dad's record from 1958, made it to number 16 on the charts. Why was it banned?
Because they put in tight violence, like West Side Story, if anybody has ever seen that. And they banned it from the radio. It was funny. Daddy told the story that, you know, back then, they went to each radio station and passed out their records, their demos. It's not like it is today. And he went into the radio station in New York City, of all places, believe it or not, and the disc jockey sat there in front of Dad and broke the record. And Dad says, "Man, what are you doing?" He said, "I just give you a hit." And he was right.
And guys like Phil Everly from the Everly Brothers, Beth, said that your dad's record, Rumble, sounded like a street fight.
Yes, that's what they said. Hard to believe today, isn't it?
I think it was probably, Beth, hard to believe then. These people probably never even saw a street fight.
Yeah, I know. And, like I said, Dad created it. He invented the power chord, and Rumble was created. And now they've got a documentary called Rumble, Indians Who Rock the World. And Dad's the cornerstone of it because, you know, we're Native American, we're Shawnee, and it tells you how the Native American music led up to where Dad invented Rumble.
And this documentary, Rumble, is amazing. It has people like Quincy Jones, Slash, Martin Scorsese, Steven Tyler's in it, and they talk about your dad, they talk about Jimi Hendrix, guys like Robbie Robertson. Beth, how important was your dad's Shawnee heritage to him personally, and maybe even to his art?
He was very strong. It was very strong. And, he would, Dad's mom, always told us, you know, we're Indian, but we can't tell nobody. When I was little, but being little, you don't understand that.
No, of course
not. And wondered why I favored stuff that I did. Now I know. And it's amazing how things just turn around. You know?
And Beth, I hope now that you and your family shout, you scream about being Shawnee.
Oh, yes. Very proud. Very proud. Dad was in June of the 8th, 2006. The Native American Music Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted Daddy into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And my son, Chris, his grandson, played with Gary Small and Jason Kay.
Right.
And they inducted him into the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame in Annapolis, North Carolina. He's been inducted into the Southern Legends, along with Conway Twitty and Wanda Jackson, and a few others. And he's Rumble. It's in the National Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. And there's not very many people that can honestly say that.
And now what we need to do, Beth, and we're talking to Beth Ray Webb, of course, Link Ray's daughter. We need to get our friends up in Cleveland to induct your dad into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's been nominated. Why do we think this hasn't happened yet?
I don't know. I know Stevie Van Zandt and a lot of others has really fought hard to get him in there. They got his guitar hanging in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they put Rumble, the song, it was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this is new. They're only going to put 500. And Rumble was one of the six that was inducted. And Steve Van Zandt did the introduction. And we're just going to keep fighting because I believe he should be in there. All his fans and everybody, and Joe Walsh, they interviewed him after they made the announcement of the nomination. And the first thing he said, Link Ray should be in there. And there's a lot of famous guitars in the documentary. You also have a lot of other guitars that are famous. And they said if it wasn't for Link Ray, if it wasn't for Rumble, there wouldn't be no Link Ray. You know, and they just, I have really been touched about all the people. And my dad would be so humble. And Steve Van Zandt has got, it's called Teach Rock.
Right.
You can go online, and they're teaching Rumble. That would be so humble. He would just be so honored of what everybody is doing for him and honor him.
Okay.
And I am very thankful.
Beth, let's play your dad's song, one of your dad's songs. So hang on for me. Bob Dylan called this, Beth, the greatest instrumental ever. And again, guys, I want you to listen to this. Again, with number 16... on the charts in 1958, radio stations banned it because they thought it would cause violence. And I want all of my friends in the city of Charleston to behave yourselves for the next 2 minutes and 20 seconds while we play this. Beth, here's your dad and Rumble.
Thank you.
KTSQ 88.1 FM, Mr. Link Ray and Rumble. Our friend Beth Ray Webb is on the phone. Beth, I heard some dishes being thrown around in your house. Were you trashing your house while you were listening to your dad's song there?
Oh, no. If nothing else, I'd be dancing and rocking the house.
I don't understand. I mean, I was having a conversation with one of my friends the other night, and she had not heard Rumble before. And she listened to it, and she said, it sounds awesome. It's rock and roll, but even for 1958, why would anybody think there was anything threatening about that song?
Well, you know, West Side Story come out back then, and they had gang fights and stuff, and they said that that would entice it by just listening to it. You know, the black leather jacket, and Dad wore a black leather jacket. And it's just the image that, and you're talking about 58.
Right.
That, you know, and they, that was the last thing they wanted was an entice gang fight. It was bad enough as it is, you know, so. But the people that doesn't know, that song was in Pulp Fiction, and it was also in, this first episode of Sopranos.
Right. It was in Desperado and Warriors.
Yes. Street Fight, Bro, Johnny Depp. I mean, his song, Rumble, has reached commercial. I don't know if anybody's seen the poor commercial with the cat and the dog. They're playing Rumble.
Yes.
We thought it was going to be the truck or the Mustang. And then when it was the Focus, I mean, it was the cutest thing. So, I could see that song can go with anything.
Beth, what did your dad ever say anything? What did he think of the song being banned? Did he think, oh, wow, this is cool? Or do you think, you know, you guys are ridiculous? It's like when he went to the station in New York and the fella broke the record and he's like, dude, I'm giving you a hit. I mean,
he was in shock. He was in shock. That's just why, and, you know, he wouldn't let nobody tell him how to play his music. He, a good example, when he came out with Jack the Ripper, I remember like it was yesterday, he come home, he was so mad, and he was with Epic then, and he told my mom, he says, would you believe, now anybody heard Jack the Ripper, which was in Desperado, you would not imagine putting an orchestra behind Jack the Ripper.
Right.
And he was so mad, he says, there is no way anybody's going to tell me how to play blank song. This is my creation, and I'm going to play it the way I want to play it. And he left out it, and Swan picked it up, and Jack the Ripper became a hit.
And we're going to play Jack the Ripper in a couple of seconds. On the phone with us, all the way from Chesapeake, Virginia, is our friend Beth Ray Webb. She is Link Ray's eldest child. Tonight, yes, in Chesapeake. Now, we have here, Beth, in Charleston, West Virginia, we have an amazing library, the Kanawha County Library. And it's a library system, and they do some amazing events. And when I heard, when our friend Denise Mercedes told us about this event that's taking place in your town tonight, I was like, this makes me happy that there are libraries all across the country that do great events like this. Talk to us about Rumble at the Library, a tribute to Link Ray.
Yes, the Chesapeake Library on Cedar Road in Chesapeake, Virginia, is putting on a tribute to Link Ray, which is my dad. And my son, Chris Webb, and his band is going to be playing. He told Chris back in 97 that out of all his kids and grandkids, that he was going to be the one to carry on his legacy,
right,
of rock and roll. And my oldest son, he plays in the church, but he plays the spiritual side of that. And unfortunately, it went past me and went to them. But they're going to be playing. Also, Dana Ray is the author of Link Ray, The First Man in Black, which is a book about Dad's life history. It's going to be coming out. She's going to be there. She's flying in from Michigan. and she's going to be talking about the book and everything. And also, we're going to, my brother, Link the Third, is after me. He's going to be there, and I'm going to be there. And we're hoping that everybody can come because we're going to have a good time. And they're going to show Rumble, Indians Who Rock the World.
Beth, we are going to play your dad's song, Jack the Ripper, right now. We're going to send this out to some friends at a radio station. Our friend Ed listening in Cleveland, Josh Bean, Scotty Johnson. Here's Link Ray and Jack the Ripper. On WTSQ 88.1 FM from 1963, Mr. Link Ray and Jack the Ripper. Right now on the phone with us, we are in the presence, you guys, of rock and roll royalty. Beth Ray Webb is on the phone. Beth, did your friends say anything to you when you were growing up about your dad? Did they know who your dad was?
They thought he was the coolest man in the world.
He was the coolest man.
I mean, they loved his music, and all my friends that I grew up with, you know, we'd get together with that albums, and we'd dance all day long and listen to his music, and they just thought, and Dad always treated all my friends like they were his, you know, and they just loved him to death.
Your son, Chris Webb, who is playing tonight at the Rumble at the Library tribute to Link Ray, how old was he when he first realized how important his grandpa was to not only rock and roll, but just American culture?
Well, he grew up with that music, and he wanted to learn how to play. And my nephew told him there was no way he could play a guitar or a bass, and he taught himself. And
it's kind of like what they said to your dad. They said after his lung was removed.
Yeah, exactly. And he was down in his room, and when we went out to Arizona and we saw Dad, and yeah, he told me, he says, "Granddaddy, I've learned how to play Rumble, but there's just one part. He says, I just can't seem to get it." He says, "Grandson, I'm 69 years old and I still can't get it," and started laughing. And took off his guitar strap with his name on it and gave it to him. and he had a smiley watch. I mean, Dad, he was a lot of fun to be around, you know. And he gave, and he, Chris says, that watch, you couldn't give him $1 million for that watch. He just loved it to death. And he started playing, and Daddy told him, he says, you're the one that's going to be carrying my legacy on. And he is. He plays. Even though he wasn't around him that much growing up, he plays. I mean, he's got moves like that and everything. And it's just, everybody just can't believe it. But he, when everybody hears him, like Mercedes says, yeah, he's really good, and he is. And I don't want to sound like, well, I am. I mean, if he wasn't good, I'd be the first one to say it.
Right.
Because I wouldn't embarrass my son like that, you know. But, like I said, he's going to be playing at the Chesapeake Library tonight. The door's open at 7:30, and it's on Cedar Road in Virginia, Chesapeake, Virginia.
And again, you guys, Beth will be speaking, Beth's son, Chris Webb, and your brother, Link Ray III, 8:30?
Yes. 7:30.
You guys, that's when the door opens. 8 o'clock, you guys are going to chat. 8:30, the author of Link Ray, The First Man in Black, will be speaking. Your son, Chris, will be playing. And at 10:15, there'll be the screening of Rumble, The Indians Who Rock the World. It's coming up at 1 o'clock. We are WTSQ LP 88.1 Charleston. On the phone with us is our friend Beth Ray Webb. Beth's dad, Mr. Link Ray, one of the great rock and rollers of all time. Beth, we're going to play your dad's song, Fire and Brimstone. This song is unbelievable. And the Neville Brothers even covered the song. Talk to us about Fire and Brimstone.
I love that he does Fire and Brimstone. And it's in the movie Lawless. And Chris did put out a CD, and it's called Fire and Brimstone in the Tribute to Link Ray. And I know you used to be able to go on iTunes and download it. Yeah, I haven't checked it lately, but it's a song that everybody loves. I mean, it's rock, and it's an awesome song, and I love it. I absolutely love it. And Chris loves it, too. That's why he put it on the CD.
Okay, guys, we're going to hear this right now. Here's rock and roll legend and best dad, Link Ray, with Fire and Brimstone. We'll be right back. On WTSQ 88.1 FM from 1971. Besta, the Link Ray with Fire and Brimstone, a song the Nevilles did. Legendary Nick Cave did a cover of that song. 105, we are live in the great state of West Virginia on a very, very foggy day here in the beautiful city of Charleston. Beth Ray Webb is on the phone. She is Link's eldest kid. Beth, what was it, you know, let's, honestly, what was it like being the eldest child? What is it like being the eldest child of Link Ray?
It's wonderful. Of course, there's eight of us, and I'm the oldest of eight, and I'm also the administrator of the estate. So if anybody ever wants to get a hold of me, you know, you're free to do that.
Right.
It was wonderful. I mean, I was dad's little girl. You know, and I have a lot more memories, me and my brother Link, and it was wonderful. And that whole album is really, really awesome. Black River Swamp was about Dunn, North Carolina, which that's where he was from. He was very proud to be from Dunn. And they put up a historical sign in honor of Dad. And I thought it was going to be one of these little orange ones, you know, that you see on the side of the road. It was a cast iron. I couldn't even reach the bottom of it.
Right.
My brothers had to help me pull the tarp down. And like I said, they opened up the museum this year, and they got a display in there in Eastwood. Dad played Eastwood guitar when he did Ball Hat, which that was the year my brother Link was born. And Eastwood did a signature guitar with, and Vince Ray with Snow Pin did the design on the guitar. And every design on that guitar represents one of Dad's songs. And it was an awesome job. And it's also in the museum. I give him my guitar to put in there.
Hey, Beth, what do we need to do to get your dad into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame up in Cleveland?
Write the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Keep writing, keep pushing, keep being vocal on, you know, on Twitter and everything, because they follow Twitter, and I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and everything, and I believe he's going to get in there. I really do, because we got some good people pushing for him. We just got to give him that big push, you know. So I was disappointed because he wasn't a nominee this year, but, you know, we're each step is closer. Like I said, they got Rumble in there. And I believe the next step would be getting Dad in.
Hey,
he's been inducted and all, you know, all over in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He hasn't been.
Beth, when your dad Link gets inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame up in Cleveland, a load of us from WTSQ here in Charleston are going to drive up. We're all going to have your family, our families, we're all going to go out for the most rock and roll dinner in the history of the world.
And we'll be rocking, and the whole world will hear. And I will appreciate it, and it'll be my honor to celebrate with everybody. Everybody that can be there, that is going to be one celebration.
We want to thank again our friend Denise Mercedes, of course, the legendary Denise Mercedes. Denise was the only lady to play with your dad.
Yes. She was the only female guitarist that ever shared the stage with Dad. And we hit it off. I mean, I love her to death. And like I said, she helped did the anniversary of the 60th anniversary of Rumble, and we had it at Generation Records there in New York City.
Yep.
And Stevie Van Zandt and his wife was there, and the co-director, Alfonso, Miles Rhino, he was there, and from Rumble, Indians Who Rock the World, and the film director, Antonio Abrasio. I told him, I said, please forgive me if I pronounce their names wrong. But they were there also to help us celebrate, along with a lot of his fans. And Chris played there, too.
And Beth, please tell your son, Chris, Link's grandson, that we're going to talk to him on the radio station. Let's talk to him as well and talk about his music and play some of his stuff. But I want to read you something, Beth. And on the phone with us is Beth Ray Webb, Link's daughter. WTSQ has a host by the name of Josh Bean. You know, he does one of my favorite shows, Beth, but he's also one of my closest friends. And he says this: punk rock would be unrecognizable without Link Ray. He says, Josh Bean says, it would probably still exist, but it would be totally different. And I agree with my friend Josh Bean. Your dad has influenced a lot of us in ways that transcend your dad's actual records. And on behalf of our family here at WTSQ and just people around the world, Beth, I want to thank you and people like our friend Denise Mercedes for keeping your dad's flame alive. In 500 years, Beth, you and I are going to come back on the radio in 500 years, and we're still going to be talking about how much your dad is influencing the world.
It will be my pleasure, and I thank you. And I'm very honored and very humbled. And tell Josh, thank you so much. And all the fans out there, thank y'all. Thank you for the support, because I couldn't do it without all of y'all. And it touches my heart. And I want to thank you.
Listen, Beth, why don't you, we'll stay in touch. Because this isn't certainly not going to be the last time you and I are going to chat here on the radio. And also, I want you very, very soon to talk to Scotty Johnson from the radio station. He does a show on Tuesday nights called the Beer Frame Radio Hour, and he loves your dad. So this, consider this radio station the radio home of the Ray family.
Sure will. And I would tell Scotty I would love to talk to him, to Josh Bean, and I will pass the message on to Chris. And get y'all connected so you can interview Chris, and he would love to talk to you.
Beth, have an amazing time tonight at the Rumble at the Library event. We love you. Lots of love to your family, and you have a great weekend, okay?
Okay. Thank y'all, and we love y'all, and thank you so much for your support. And thank you for coming.
Ocean, I'd swim to the bank and crawl right home to you. Yeah. Ain't I love you, baby? 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 Bye. body way down deep, but my spirit will ride to you.
Yeah.
And